This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel, the evening is settling in with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, earlier this hour, British television host Piers Morgan criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments about nuclear weapons. Also, Maariv reports that earlier today, the Houthis launched a significant attack near Bab al-Mandab involving explosive boats and drones. Also this hour, Israel Hayom brings us a story of antisemitism sparked by a viral post from a young woman in Texas about her new Israeli roommate. Separately from Ynet, we learn that the IDF confirms the death of a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack. And finally, the Times of Israel confirms the IDF's report on the killing of a Hamas commander who held multiple Israeli hostages. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that the U.S. plans to impose severe economic sanctions on Iran, as stated by President Donald Trump. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, posted just now calling the situation a mental illness. Patrick Delaney retweeted a controversial statement by Mike Huckabee, calling West Bank settlers Israeli terrorists. Now for more on those stories, starting with Piers Morgan's remarks. The British journalist criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement, suggesting the first Islamic Republic with nuclear weapons could be Britain. This isn't Morgan's first time criticizing Netanyahu. His comments continue to stir debate about the rhetoric surrounding nuclear diplomacy. Turning to the Houthis' attack near Bab al-Mandab. Earlier today, the Houthis escalated tensions on Yemen's western coast. They launched drones and ballistic missiles toward the port of Mocha. According to Maariv, these actions heighten the ongoing conflict in the region, affecting maritime security. Meanwhile, a viral post from Texas has sparked a wave of anti-Semitism. A woman shared that her new roommate is Israeli, gaining millions of views. Israel Hayom highlighted the ensuing online backlash, raising concerns about rising anti-Semitism in digital spaces. Turning to the IDF's operations in Gaza, the military confirmed the killing of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha earlier today, who held hostages from the October 7th attack. This, as reported by Ynet, is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. It follows earlier actions by the IDF to secure the release of hostages. And finally, the Times of Israel confirms details about the Hamas commander's involvement with hostages. The military states he held several Israelis in Gaza. This development underscores the continued tension and the impact on families of those involved. On the economic front, first, Katek reports on the growing influence of Bluebird Airways at Ben Gurion Airport, accounting for a significant portion of passenger traffic. The airline, with Israeli ownership, is making waves in the aviation sector. Separately, a report from Israel Hayom Business reveals that only 63% of eligible participants are engaging in a national savings program. The initiative aims to secure financial futures for children, with billions already deposited. And finally, Ynet Business highlights the impact of U.S. sanctions on Iran's economy. Despite significant economic pressure, Iran continues to ration essentials and subsidize key goods. This situation remains a critical point of tension in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.